Well, as we just heard, God's people are the sheep of his pasture. And when we think about the life of faith in the pastures of God with Jesus Christ as our good shepherd, it's easy to expect that journey of faith to look like this video. It's peaceful, grazing by streams of water. There's lush grass to feed on, as you can see. The flock is getting along. When it's time to move, we move forward in unison together to new, lush, fertile pastures. That's what we expect our experience as Christians to be like. However, in the real world, the journey of faith and growing into the image of Christ looks and feels like this. At least for me, yeah. You know, and sometimes, rather than peacefully grazing alongside one another and moving forward in unison together, our experience is more like this. Sometimes. Well, at Fellowship Church, we acknowledge that our Christian experience is mostly like the last two videos, that the path to glory is not a straight line, that sanctification is often just getting out of one ditch and soon thereafter falling forward into another ditch, that the life has its twists and turns, that community is not easy. We don't always see eye to eye. At times we butt heads with one another, but as messy as it is, it's worth it. It's worth it because it's better to be limping along as a sheep in a messy flock following a good shepherd than trying to do it alone, right? Psalm 100 verse 3, as we read, says, "It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We are his flock. We're a community, and we need one another." But what do we need from one another? Well, first, we need a community that gives us truths to remember. You see, the Psalter was a songbook of praise for Israel. And so as a community, they would come together and recite these psalms and these prayers, and their voices would come together both as an expression of what they believed, but also to call one another up to what is true and to remind them of those truths, the truths that they needed to hear, and truths that I need to hear as part of this community. I mean, verse 1 and 2, I need to be told to make a joyful noise to the Lord and to come into his presence with singing, because like that sheep, I so often jump into ditches of living for my glory and my fame and making a name for myself. See, like that sheep, I jump into ditches of serving myself rather than serving the Lord and having a selfish, me-focused life, wanting people's attention on me rather than the Lord. So I need to be called up to what is true. Verse 3, I need to be told to know that the Lord, he is God. Because I slip into the ditch of living like I am God and that I am in control and things depend on me. Also in verse 3, I need to be reminded that it is he who made us, and we are his people, sheep of his pasture. Because I fall into the ditch of thinking that my life is my own, and that I got myself here. My life is in my hands. It's dependent on me, and I determine my life purpose. So I need to be reminded of what is true. Verse 4, I need to be called to enter his gates with thanksgiving and to give thanks to him, because I stumble into the ditch of grumbling and complaining so often, discontent, thinking I deserve better, living an entitled life. And in that ditch, I don't focus on what I have, I focus on what I don't have. And so I need to be called up to thankfulness and gratitude to the one who provides all that I need. Verse 5, I need to be reminded that the Lord is good. That's so basic, right? The Lord is good. Imagine the community of God just saying, the Lord is good. Yeah, I know that, but I need to be reminded of that when my head is stuck in the ditch of unbelief and doubt. When I measure God's goodness based off my circumstances, rather than letting the truth of God's word and who he has shown himself to be throughout history to determine the goodness of my circumstances. I need to be lifted up to what is true, even when it doesn't feel like God is good. I need to hear in verse 5 that his steadfast love endures forever, without end, because I so easily trip into the ditch of believing that God's love for me is dependent on me and my performance and earning his favor. That he loves me when I'm doing well, but when I'm not, he turns his back on me. It's easy to fall into that ditch. Also in verse 5, I need to hear of his faithfulness to all generations, because when I look out at our culture and see the ditches of progressive agendas and liberal anti-Christian ideologies and relativistic moralism and the godless worldviews behind it all, I start to worry about my kids and the children in this church and in our communities falling into those ditches rather than knowing the true God and his gospel and standing firm on the truth of God's word. I need to be reminded that God is faithful to all generations. And he will not fail. See, each of these lines of this psalm speak to various sinful ditches that I so easily fall into in my life. And if you think about your life, I'm sure we can broaden that list and come up with some other things that ditches that we fall into on this journey of faith. And then you add to that the unexpected twists and turns that we experience as finite people in a fallen world, as we have health troubles and job losses and relational strife, and so on, different struggles we face on this path together. And so the good news that this psalm reminds us of as a community says these things together is that we're not alone in this. We have one another. And so in this community, as we journey together, when the word of Christ dwells amongst us richly, and we speak songs and hymns and spiritual songs to one another, we're called up to what is true, and our community gives us truths to remember. That's why we need one another. But we need a community because we need examples to follow. When we lived in India, we would go on these long hikes up into the Himalayas to share the gospel in villages that were hard to get to. And there was never a nice, easy paved path to get up into, 16,000 foot villages. No, that just was not, or passing over 16,000 foot peaks. That's just not the case. There were dicey turns. It was dangerous in a lot of places. And the confidence I had was not in my ability to be this great hiker. My confidence came from the fact that I was on a team with other folks, Indians, locals, who had spent years in those mountains. And even if they hadn't been on that particular path before, they knew how to get around. They knew how to handle themselves in the mountains. And so I would get confidence from the experiences that they had and the wisdom that they had. And they would tell us, no, we need to start moving, or no, we need to wait this out. A storm's coming. The community, because they had been there before, because they had wisdom, gave me examples to follow. And we had, and I'm still alive, which is good. When the people of God recited these psalms together, that they could look around and see men and women of faith who had gone through a lot of life, who had experienced a lot of trials. They could look around and see the battle wounds of those who had been through, whether it's through actual battles or just through the challenges of this world, they have been through a lot. And they could glean from them, from their successes and from their failures. They could follow the examples of those in community. And I know for me, when I get to know folks in this church and I see a sheep like me who still has dirt on his wool because he's just come out of a ditch, but he's trusting Jesus and he's moving forward, that's an example for me to follow. And I need that as he shares God's word with me. We need examples to follow. But we also need stories to encourage us. When you go on a road trip with some people, you learn a lot about them, right? You spend a lot of time in the car. You hear about their history, their upbringing. You learn about how bad their body odor is. There's a lot of things you learn about people when you're doing life with them and when you're on a journey with them. And as we journey together as God's people, we get to know one another. We get to know the good things, we get to know the bad things. But the beauty of the people of God is that this room is full of trophies of grace. We just sang the song, the goodness of God. And each one of you, God has brought through really hard times, challenging circumstances that we all face, and God has shown his goodness to you. And if I'm stuck with my head in the ditch, I'm stuck in a hard season, I need to be reminded from your past and from what you've walked through, or for what you are walking through right now and clinging to God, I need to hear those things, those stories, so I can be encouraged and emboldened to continue on in my faith. We need stories in this community to inspire us and to encourage us. Because it's one thing to say the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever when the path is straight and things are easy. It's another thing to hear a saint, a member of this church, going through a hardship, going through a dark night of the soul, walking through a valley and saying, God, I know I don't feel it, but I know that you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. And that encourages us. We need stories to encourage us. And finally, we need a community to pray for one another, because prayer empowers us. It empowers us. It has been said that prayer is weakness leaning on omnipotence. Prayer is bringing our weakness and our neediness and our emptiness and coming before the God who is omnipotent, who's all powerful, who does not lack in anything and can provide what we need. And so we lean on him through prayer, but often in our community, because we're in different seasons of life through different experiences, we might not have the strength or the words to say. And so we come alongside one another and say, I'm going to shoulder that for you. I'm going to take that to the Lord for you. You might not have the words. You might not have the strength. But by God's grace in this season, I can bring that to the Lord. I can go before the throne of grace on your behalf. So we need a community that prays, because prayer empowers one another. So we need prayers to empower. And that's why we do what we're doing this morning. See, I trust that regularly in our GCGs and just when we're doing life together, that we have a community that is attempting to build one another up. I hear stories, and I'm encouraged by that. But we also want to create this special space where we can come before one another. We can give truths to remember. We can remind one another what's true and what's good from God's word. We want to create space where we can hear of examples of people pressing on in faith and what they're walking through, how they're clinging to what is true. We need those examples because it inspires us to follow them in their footsteps. We need to hear testimonies and stories of God's past faithfulness to you so that they're reminded that even though my circumstances might not feel like God is faithful and good, I know that's true because I've seen it in your life, and I know that he's a miracle-working God. I've seen him do that in the past, or I hear stories of him doing that in the past, and that emboldens me and that encourages me where I'm at now. And then finally, we need to pray for one another because we are weak, but we can lean on God's omnipotent hand together. And so in this time, I want to invite members of this church to come forward. You can see the points there on the screen that kind of guide our time together in this testimony time. But really, the guiding question is there at the bottom. Will what I share glorify God and help build up this church? It's going to help build up the body, encourage the body. So bring a word, bring a prayer, confess sin, share a story. But know that we are journeying together. And what you share, not only is it going to glorify God, but it might help pull another sheep out of the ditch. Because ultimately, it's God who pulls us out, but he mediates that blessing and that care through his body. And so come forward and be that encouragement, be that blessing, be that care for one another. Lord, we pray your blessing on this time. We're thankful that we have other men and women to walk alongside. God, we pray that your spirit would fill us, and then you would do a work in and through us this morning as we try to care for one another on this journey of faith. Lord, some people have their heads stuck in a ditch right now. Would you use this time to lift them out? Some people are just walking through a really foggy season on this path of faith. Would you give them clear directions to where to put the next step through a word and through the testimonies of your people? Some folks they can't even walk in this season. They just feel worn out. Would you use this time to remind them of who you are and to give them strength? And God, I just ask that you would put it on the hearts of your people now. Whoever you would have, come forward and share to bring you glory and to build up your people. Move your people now to care. And we love you, Lord, and thank you for this time. We pray your blessing on it. In Jesus' name.